What is up, everyone? Welcome to Swing Dingers Podcast, episode 4. We are a full month in now. Wow. We are excited to be here. And as you saw, we posted a little bit earlier, we are dedicating this episode to kind of how this season's been going. So we've had a lot of rain delays.
Yep.
We are trying to record our podcast every Saturday.
It is Monday. You know what, Derek? I take a look at it like this. This is episode 4. Like you said, we tried to do this on Saturdays last week. Super intense. Saturday night, the setting was perfect. We were also wasted, which helped out a lot. But I also look at it like this tonight. We've kind of been on the DL. We've been on the disabled list a little bit, both mentally, I'll be honest with you, even a little physically. we've been on that DL list. So, guys, I want to be the first one to apologize for all the delays this week. We're usually tearing it up on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. It has been a rough week. Usually, Derek, you and I are ass kickers throughout the week. This year, the week kicked our ass.
Yeah, we found some speed bumps, and as as all of you know, we're new to this, so we're gonna find some things that we need to work on. It gets hard. Life gets in the way with everything. Yep. So
I like how you said that though. Speed bumps, not roadblocks.
Exactly.
Because guys, we're still doing this. We are dedicated, guys. We are the Swing Dingers.
We've moved past it.
Part of our Swing Dinger Nation, and this again, this is a passion for both Derek and I. We are so excited to do this, even though we're working 70 hours a week and we have family lives. We're going to make it happen because swing dinging is our life.
It's a lifestyle, man. We're going to make it work out there. So here we are, Monday night. We're making it happen, episode 4. And something that we had planned on Saturday that, once again, we kind of talked through the week. We wanted to kind of bounce some ideas back and forth was growing up, going into adulthood. We've seen a lot of baseball.
Oh, yeah.
We've come across a lot of baseball games, passions, favorite teams. We, as you all know, we follow my team, the Cubs. He follows the Braves, Red Sox, Yankees. I don't know what team he follows, but apparently there's a lot in his past. But what is our favorite baseball moment that we've come across? What sticks out in our memory? Robbie, I'm going to let you start this off.
You know, Derek, just like every week, this is kind of our hot topic that we always talk about, one of our favorites. And this one, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, had we done this podcast, would be completely different than it is right now. You know, 5 years ago, I would say it's all...
When you were a Red Sox fan?
Shut up, Derek. So it would be all the memories I had of going to the Braves games, or all the memories of playing baseball. I mean, Derek, I got some good memories. I remember as a little kid, I was playing in Little League, wasn't yet in Babe Ruth, and I remember coming around second... sliding in the third, I pop up, I'm rubbing the clay off of me. I'm like, yes, I'm safe. But why is everybody's face frozen? Like they just saw a ghost. What? Did something just happen? And I look down, and I swear to God, my foot on my prosthetic leg was completely backwards. Now, again, I'm in a full uniform, okay? So I get on the pants, and I may pull the pants up kind of guy. I'm not a wear your pants down, show those socks.
Yeah, high socks.
I'm a high socks guy, and I look down, and here my Mizuno cleats are backwards. The third baseman and everybody was freaked out.
Horrified.
But even that's not my best moment, and I would have said it was. But now that, you know, Derek, now that I've got a family, now that I got a 4-year-old boy and a 2-year-old girl, I gotta be honest with you. Some of my greatest baseball moments are kind of right now. Some of them are super recent. Just a month ago, I was able to take my wife and I actually took our kids to their first baseball game. And I apologize that it was a Tampa Bay Rays baseball game, but
you had the stadium to yourself.
We did have the stadium.
VIP.
The kids actually thought I rented it out. It's pretty awesome. But they were playing the Atlanta Braves. I had just been to Atlanta a few months ago on a business trip. So I bought them all kinds of Atlanta gear. They're loaded up. They got all their stuff on. Dude, they were doing the tomahawk chop. They were getting cotton candy. They were eating hot dogs. They were getting into it. They were slapping the seat. They were even doing the wave with one drunk race fan that was there. It gave me chills because it made me think about me as a kid with my family and all those baseball moments that I had as a kid. And now as an adult, I'm getting to give those same memories to my children. And Derek, I got to be honest with you. One of my second best memories, it actually happened tonight. And you didn't even know this. But here I am tonight. Again, guys, it's 10:30 on Monday. Derek and I have been getting our ass kicked by this week already.
Yep. Still here, though. Still here.
And I'm sitting on the couch, and the kids are getting ready for bed. We've just gotten their PJs on. We've just brushed their teeth. And we're kind of getting relaxed before the night and before they go to bed. And my son looks down and says, "Daddy, what are you doing?" I said, "Buddy, I'm looking for a couple things for our podcast tonight, for mm-hmm. Swing Dingers." He said, "Oh, Swing Dingers, go Swing Dingers." I said, "Yeah, buddy, that's right. Go Swing Dingers." He goes, "Well, here, I'll help." He grabs our Fire Stick remote. He changes it off of Netflix, which he was watching Vampirina. Changes mm-hmm. Vampirina. Finds the MLB app. I swear to God, I could not make this up, Derek.
God bless him.
Actual tears started coming to my eye.
I get it.
He goes to the MLB Network, turns it on, goes over to the schedule of games, which there's only like six of them today, goes to the schedule of games, and goes, "Which one do you want to watch, Daddy?"
Stop it.
Swear to God, Derek. Then he starts telling me, "Hey, what two teams are playing in this one?" So I'm explaining the logos and the teams and where they're located. And then all of a sudden, Derek, this is where the real moment started. I actually had to leave the room. He goes, "That's our team. Let's watch them." It was the Atlanta Braves, Derek.
Oh.
Tonight they were playing in San Diego, so the game's at 10:10, so they just started.
I'm going to waken his little ass up right now. We're watching the Braves game.
He actually asked me, "Daddy, can I stay up and watch the Braves game?"
Absolutely.
Buddy, at this point, you can stay up and have a beer with me if you want to.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Watch the Braves game. Hell yeah. So, the little guy actually did fall asleep, though, about 15 minutes after that. But you know what? It's okay, because that was one of the greatest memories for baseball. And it happened tonight. And I
That's amazing.
Guys, I couldn't make this up. This is baseball.
That's amazing. That's baseball. Well, damn, I actually felt a little bad, because you went sentimental
I
on this.
I did go sentimental.
Mine isn't sentimental towards my family at all. It really has nothing to do with them. But my favorite baseball moment, shocker, comes 2 years ago.
Oh, here we go.
Let me set the scene.
Okay.
Let me set the scene. Me, my wife Kylie, and two of our close friends sitting on the couch watching the game. We have a 3-run lead, Game 7 World Series. 3-run lead. We have our boy, Aroldis Chapman, brought in, facing Rajai Davis. It makes me, my stomach is turning right now because I remember the feeling of Rajai Davis hitting
that
home run.
Tingling sensation right now.
To tie the game. And it was probably the worst feeling I've had in my life was that moment right there, because I didn't even know what to do. I just sat there. I didn't know if to throw up. But there we go. Going to the ninth inning. Aroldis Chapman somehow gets through that ninth inning. And then from the heavens above comes the rain.
Yep.
The rain. So the rain comes down, rain delay for a very short moment of time, kind of goes into where this episode's coming from, delaying it from Saturday till Monday.
Oh, yes.
The rain delay means the world to me.
But they didn't stop.
Jason Hayward makes his infamous speech to the team in the clubhouse, the only players-only meeting they had all year. They come out, win Game 7 of the World Series. Yes. 108 years washed away by a 10-minute rain delay.
Now, Derek, would it be fair to say that your greatest baseball moment might be one of the greatest moments of your life?
It is the greatest moment of my life. And I can't remember if I talked about this.
And guys and gals, just so you know, our wives do listen to this.
Yeah.
So this is the greatest moment of your life, Derek. That's good. So, I may not be doing the podcast with you next week.
Yeah, so love you, Kylie. But as I can't remember if I mentioned it in episode one. So you know how you have a different password for everything?
Absolutely.
Every app, every you know, username, password. So one of my passwords I forgot recently. Shocker. So the security question is, what is the greatest year of your life?
Oh, Jesus.
So first, I entered the year that I married my lovely wife, Kylie.
Okay.
Incorrect. Then I entered the year my 4-year-old son, Maddox, was born. Incorrect.
Oh, Jesus.
It was 2016.
Of course it was.
It was 2016. So that, not only the best baseball moment of my life, it was an easy choice for me, also the greatest moment of my life. There we go.
You know what, Derek? I know we're only in episode 4, but it looks like the Swing Dingers could be ending after tonight, after this gets released out.
This could be it.
I do know your wife, and we're probably going to get more followers because of this. So you know what? Scratch that. We're good. We'll get episode 5 next week.
She's a diehard fan herself. So she understands.
She understands.
She knows me at this point. She knew what she was getting married into.
That is true.
So, but speaking of kind of some baseball moments that we were going through.
Not only baseball moments. Speaking of kind of children, family.
Yep.
This is kind of somebody that we adopted to our Swing Dinger family. And mm-hmm. he doesn't know it, but I got to be honest with you. All the direct messages and some of the drunk videos he gets from us, I think he does know that he's part of the family.
He knows.
And that's our one and only Juan Soto.
We got to give the Juan Soto update this
brother,
week.
Brother, we love you. Again, we know you're listening to this in the clubhouse right now. And again, Bryce Harper, great hair.
Yep.
But, guy, you're doing an amazing job. You know what, Derek? I got to pull this up. I was actually just reading an article about our boy. And believe it or not, he is really – he's tearing things up right now. Just 2 days ago, an article came on by the I think it was the one of the Washington Posts.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about Juan Soto is here to stay. And I'm not going to read it, but I am going to kind of summarize it. They're just saying with Adam Eaton's injury, this could have been a blessing for the Nationals.
Yeah.
With the injury of Juan Soto.
You know what it makes me think of?
And what's it's
that? Much smaller scale.
Right.
Drew Bledsoe going down.
Okay. Yeah.
And just the opportunity presenting itself that wasn't going to be there.
That's
I mean,
true.
You have Adam Eaton, all-star. He that's goes out. True. So that's the only chance he's going to get Juan Soto is having an injury in front of him to where he could come up to play. And he's proven himself. And when you get that opportunity, you got to grab it and run with it.
He is. He's doing a great job. I mean, for God's sakes, like we talked about last week, his first pitch in the Major League Baseball, and I'm not going to go over it again, was a home run. And I was even reading articles that it was so similar to Bryce Harper's
mm-hmm.
first home run in the Major League Baseball. It was one of his you know, teammates that... This guy's the real deal. You know, he's no young stud, but he's the real deal, and he's here to stay, man. And we love you, buddy. Keep doing it. Again, we're gonna get some merch here soon, and you're going to be the first one that we send it to. So,
absolutely.
Juan, we love you, man. Keep it up.
Keep it up, brother. So, speaking of – I hate to say I just said speaking of, but speaking of Adam Eaton hitting the DL, giving Juan Soto the opportunity – there have been a lot of opportunities this year for a lot of people. You were kind of speaking of it the other day, and it actually shocked me. So, guys, I don't know if you know this, but there's an epidemic going on in the baseball world right now. Like nothing I've ever seen.
It's like the T virus in Resident Evil. It's just literally wiping out every asshole.
Running through baseball.
Absolutely.
So since May 1st, there have been now over 90 players to hit the disabled list. So
90 players there. I mean, think about it. That's like unfathomable. 90 grown-ass men
mm-hmm.
have been
that's
in
almost,
some way, shape, or form injured and put on the DL.
That's almost four active rosters.
I gotta be honest with you. I actually have it pulled up on my computer of some of those injuries. And, guy, it's really not impressive. I mean, we're talking about people that have a strain in their leg. For God's sakes, one actually says injury in the leg. That's all that it says. It doesn't say
injury
what it
in
is.
The leg.
Guys, the thing that bothers me about this is I'm an old school baseball kind of guy. I'm an old school sports kind of guy.
We both are.
Okay, you get smacked in the ball or by a ball in the face or on the foot. You know, you walk it off, man. You get over it. These guys are getting little strains in their pinky, on their toes, a cramp. And they're getting put on the DL list. For God's sakes, Derek, it has even hit Clay Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
The great Clay Matthews. This is Thor. This is real life Thor. He's in a softball charity tournament. He gets smacked in the face by a pitch because he's playing pitcher. And it takes him off the field. How do you hurt Thor? If you hurt Thor, everybody's gonna get hurt. So many people have been knocked out by this epidemic that it blows my mind. And it really kind of upsets me because
mm-hmm.
Derek, you brought up a good point earlier today when we were kind of ranting and raving about this, that there's been some greats that have come and gone in this amazing
sport
that have played so many games with so many injuries, and you got these assholes leaving the game for 10 days.
Leaving the game because their toe hurts.
Their toe hurts.
So one of my favorite players growing up, a guy I idolized, followed from the get-go, shocking, wasn't part of the Chicago Cubs organization, but it was Cal Ripken Jr.
Okay.
So this man, day in, day out, went to play baseball. He showed up.
Yes, he did.
He was in the lineup. You could count on the Iron Man. And he got that nickname because he broke Lou Gehrig's streak of 2,130 games. And he actually went all the way to 2,632 straight games.
That's a man.
A streak that lasted almost two decades. And one thing that stuck out in that streak was near the end of a streak, kind of resembles the Clay Matthews situation.
Yes.
To where, so during a team photo shoot in the 96 All-Star game, there was a pitcher by the name of Roberto Hernandez slipped mm-hmm. and broke Ripken's nose.
Yep.
in the All-Star game, and then the Orioles were 2 days later was worried that he was not going to be able to be in that lineup. 2 days after a broken nose, sure as shit, man, lineup, you could count on him. That you don't see that nowadays. You don't see it.
Here's what I mean by you don't see this. So here it is, guys. I have...
Goddamn, players are weak.
Here's the 90 people. I'm just going to read a couple of them, right? I'm not going to name the names because you know what? I don't want to call your ass out because then you're going to get so many unfollowed people on your social media because you're a big dumbass that can't handle a little bit of...
Swing Dinger
Nation will take you down. Here we go. Injury. It literally says leg. Exited game early on June 2nd. Out of the lineup on June 3rd because of leg.
Screw that. What's his name?
This is Mr. Marwin Gonzalez with the Houston Astros. Here we go. Here's another one. Houston Astros, just because you're already up, because you start with an A, staph infection on the left leg. Derek, I had staph infection for 3 weeks, and I didn't miss a single minute of work.
Nope.
It was a little bitty spot on my right thigh. Get over it, man.
Get over it.
Left shoulder strain. Oh, my God, left shoulder strain. That's me when I get up in the morning at 4 o'clock because my kids have to go pee.
Mm-hmm.
And you miss a baseball game. You're getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The pillow is not in the right spot.
Right spot.
The neck hurts a little bit.
Right shoulder tightness. Can we say every day? Quad strain. Right ankle sore. Right hip sore. Right leg sore. Groin sore.
Guys,
come on.
At the end of the day, you have to step up and play day in, day out. You have your team, your teammates, the fans. What if a little kid was wearing your jersey to show up to watch you play and you're out because your throat hurts?
Derek, I'm going to give an example, guys, just to make these big MLB players like big old pansies, okay? Let's set the setting here.
Is there alcohol?
There's no alcohol.
Okay.
I wasn't legally able to.
Gotcha.
Even though it was Tennessee, I was not legally able to.
I gotcha.
So, you got 15-year-old Robbie stepping up to plate. I'm all of 4'3".
Just intimidating the shit out of the pitcher.
Oh, intimidating the shit out of him. Probably a little overweight because mom and dad really like to feed me, if you know what I mean. I step up to plate. The pitcher throws the pitch. This is a little league. Smacks me right in my left hand, middle finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
This thing swells up and blisters within seconds. I look down at my finger. I see it swollen up, blistered. I squeezed it, made the pain go away. Gripped the bat as hard as I could till I couldn't feel the pain anymore. And guess what? Swing to ding, brother.
Swing to ding.
I got 2 runs out of it.
Damn straight. That's what we do.
And these guys get hit and they go cry and say, you know what? I think I'm going to go stay home for 10 days.
Yep.
Play a little Fortnite probably. And just hang out until I feel a little bit better.
Yeah. Fortnite.
You know what I have to
nation.
Say, Derek? Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Not swinging.
Not dinging.
You're not dinging. So guys, that's a little bit of a rant session. Lasts a little bit longer.
But as you can tell,
as baseball fans, we want to see you out on the field. You're not helping your team. You're not helping anybody. You're not helping the game. 90 people since May 1st on the DL. Get your shit together, baseball.
Get
your shit together. Speaking of getting their shit together, T. Hernandez. What are you doing, man?
I didn't know that my powers could curse a human being's entire career, but it somehow has.
Yeah.
This kid was literally going to be, I thought, the Swing Dinger. You know what I mean? Like,
he came in lighting the world. He came in lighting the world on fire.
He did. You know, coming in, playing for the Blue Jays. For God's sakes, the Blue Jays want Vladdy Jr. bad. But instead,
bring the kid up.
You got T. Hernandez, okay? Giving this guy high accolades. I've been blowing him up. He's my man. Not feeling real good about him, Derek. I gotta be honest. His batting average is kind of tanked a little bit. He's at about .254 batting average, which is not great.
It's not great. Not from where he was
at. He's hit about, I think he's about 8 home runs,
mm-hmm.
which is not terrible for the year. But he's just not doing great. And speaking of, you know, we talked about a little bit earlier, the DL. You know, I think I mentioned it last week. He got out of a game early because of a back strain.
Yeah.
A couple days ago, back on, I think, June 2nd, he went out because he took a foul ball. Let me rephrase this. He took his own foul ball off of his foot and left the game early.
T. Hernandez, that whole rant session was about you.
T.
We were trying to build you up. You were our boy. You were the Swing Dinger himself. But you felt you kind of fell to the tittle curse.
Kind of fell to the tittle curse? No, he did. He did. I'm going to be honest with you. Derek, what is today? June 5th?
June 5th, 10:45. This whole like past 14 days
I think it's the year 2018. I'm not really sure, but here I'm declaring it now. Derek, I don't know if you noticed this tonight. I'm wearing a special shirt. Okay.
I didn't even look.
This says
retired, not expired,
right? This is the Big Poppy shirt back in 2016 when he retired, okay? Yeah. And as I mentioned last week, I kind of became a Red Sox fan closetly for a few years. It became such an epidemic. All my friends and family,
everybody,
still to this day.
Everybody, if you're listening to this, you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you know us personally, please, for me, give this man some shit.
But Derek.
Thank you.
I got the shirt. It's the Big Poppy retired shirt. It went to a good cause. I honestly don't know what the good cause is because
Poppy was a beast. I can't even get mad from you, man.
Have you seen his new clothing line?
He's got his head like
Notorious B.I.G. with
his
crown.
He's got the world calling him Big Poppy.
Dude, my kids want to hang up his Christmas ornament every year and they don't even know anything about baseball.
Yeah.
But anyways, wearing this shirt tonight.
And Section 10 podcast, by the way, the Big Poppy drinking the golden bottle.
Oh.
Phenomenal. Again, the golden bottle, phenomenal. Love it.
But anyways, Derek, like I said, it says retired, not expired. That's kind of you, T. Hernandez. I'm going to retire you. You're not expired. You're still a big league player. You still could do great things. And Jesus Christ, for the love of God, I hope that you do.
Mm-hmm.
But for the sake of the total curse, I'm declaring it today. June 5th, I think it's 2018. At 10:51, T. Hernandez, you're officially retired.
Retired
as my
like
boy.
The Walmart greeter. Get your shit and get out. You're done. Last
you can prove
podcast,
me wrong.
We talk about you.
Absolutely.
Mainly because we love you.
You know what? Because we love you. Because I want nothing but great things for you. And maybe if I stop talking about you and thinking about you and dreaming about you and looking up your stats. I'm actually starting to sound like a stalker a little bit.
Yeah.
But maybe you'll get back to your glory. So for now, I love you. If you ever get social media, I still want you to give us a follow. But T. Hernandez, you're officially retired.
So, Robbie, I don't know if you noticed this, but I think I fucking cursed Otani.
I don't know what we're
doing. I never saw this coming.
Oh, my God.
The guy
nobody did.
Was a worldwide sensation. Shohei Ohtani. Huh. I compared him
to Jesus.
I kind of compared him to Jesus.
You did.
And, well, his pitching stats, he's still pitching well. He's still on point with that, but he's in a little bit of a slump. He's 2-for-19 right now.
I'm not
going to the retired
I'm not good at math.
Level.
But that is not good.
That's not good. 2-for-19, not good. Mm. So what we're going to do, Ohtani, I'm going to give you one more week. I'm going to give you one more week, but I don't want to get to this next Saturday because we're doing our podcast next Saturday, but I don't want to get to next Saturday and have you on our retired session. So pick your shit up this week. You're not in the lineup tonight. You needed the day off. I love it. I love that idea of giving you a day off tomorrow. Come back firing. Come back firing.
That's awfully sweet of you, Derek. You're giving him a second chance.
I'm in a giving mood.
A second chance. T. Hernandez, you're not getting that third and fourth chance.
No, we're on episode 4. We talked about T. Hernandez episode 1. And
yeah, no.
You gave him many chances and he fucked it all
you're
up.
Not.
So, what I don't know if you guys know this, but tonight is the MLB draft.
It is.
And
I almost forgot. You didn't know about it until you told me earlier. I completely forgot.
And talking about Ohtani kind of made me remember a guy that I heard about a couple weeks ago that I was actually shocked. So there's a guy in the draft by the name of Anthony Siegler. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's from Cartersville, Georgia. He's still in high school. He's 18 years old. But apparently he's being compared to Ohtani because he both pitches and he hits. And not only is he a phenomenal pitcher, but he mashes the ball.
Ugh.
But the thing about him that really, I was like, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening. He's ambidextrous in both.
Jesus Christ.
How is that even possible? I can't even multitask to where I'm talking to somebody and typing at the same time.
No.
But guy on the swing dinger alert we're going to keep track of is Anthony Siegler. He got drafted tonight 23rd overall by fucking Yankees.
Oh, God. Well, hey, you know what, though, Derek? This could be a good thing. Because you just said, on the swing dinger alert,
yep,
right? You know what happens when you put people on a swing dinger alert? They fuck up. So
we might have just ended the Yankees' run this year.
Oh my God, we could be their curse.
We could be their curse. This is great. Hopefully, all of you non-Yankee fans out there,
we love you.
We love you, and we're here for you.
And
so,
to all you Yankees fans out there, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, we're just not fans of the Yankees.
So, Derek, like I said, the draft's going on right now, and you know, one thing I want to talk about tonight too. Not only is the draft going on, but it's been another kind of it's kind of been a slow week for the Dingers. You know, last week was a big week. We had that big Tuesday last week, and this past week's kind of been slow. I mean, right now. I got it pulled up here. I'm gonna kind of give you the rundown on who we have. Again, guys, it's 10:51. We got some games.
Are we getting into the home run counts?
Got some home run counts going on. I know I always surprise you with this. I don't know. I catch you off guard with this every time. You know, guys, we are called the Swing Dingers, right?
We are improvising a lot.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what we love about this is we really don't know what the fuck's
guys,
going on.
Guys, so, this is one thing we don't have a script.
We don't.
We're doing this in our garage. Swinging. You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you guys. You might not be able to tell from the quality. This is not even on a laptop. But anyways. So
it's neither here nor there.
Number one, tied. You got Trout and JD Martinez with 19 home runs. These guys are tearing it up. But right behind him, you got Bryce Harper, Jose Ramirez, and Manny with 18. Mookie sitting at 17. And then from there, we kind of go down a little bit. We got Edwin with Cleveland at 16, the judge, with 16.
Sit down.
Joey Gallo, Mr. We Make People Throw
the
a
shift master.
Shift master on their defense at 15. Christian with San Diego with 15, and then obviously we just kind of go down because we don't give a shit about anybody else. But anyways, that's kind of our leaderboard right now.
All right, go back. Who's the? Give me top five again.
Top five. Got Mike Trout.
Yep.
JD.
Yep.
Bryce.
Yep.
Jose Ramirez. And then tied with Jose Ramirez, you got Manny. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. You got Mookie right there, too.
I'm going to merge a couple episodes here.
Okay.
How long? I'm going to set the over-under.
All right.
Over-under at 2 weeks.
All right.
Until Jose Ramirez gets suspended.
One.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going one.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm going to take the under, too. Okay. The guy's obviously cheating. The reports were everywhere.
He is.
And it was denied. But
well, they haven't found the third in the witch hunt, remember?
It's Jose Ramirez.
It comes in threes. Yeah. I think you're right.
So, Cleveland, be on the watch out. Jose Ramirez might be going down shortly.
Just like your Cavaliers.
Down.
Speaking of going down, Derek, something that's been going down is, did you see Russell Wilson's post? I actually threw that up on our Instagram earlier this week, but we all know Major League Baseball is looking to expand.
Yep.
There's many talks of where they'll go and which cities they're going to go into. It looks like Portland, Oregon could be one of those cities to get a baseball team. I mean,
is that the most random city to be looking
for
a baseball team?
The city's motto is literally keeping Portland weird, I think it is. Every time I think of Portland, I think of two things. Portlandia, the show on Sundance, which is weird than shit. And I'm a weird guy. That's a weird show. And then the guy on a ball playing a fire like accordion with a Darth Vader mask. It's like a viral video. That's what I think about Portland, okay?
Yeah.
They're going to get a baseball team, man.
I think Damian Lillard for the Trailblazers.
Yeah, okay.
And the most positive person. If you do not follow Damian Lillard on Instagram, follow him immediately. He's probably still thinks his team has a chance in the finals.
Oh, Jesus.
Just positive as shit. But baseball in Oregon?
Here's what we do, Portland. We're going to do you a favor. Russell Wilson, because we know that you're obviously listening to this podcast. Right?
Obviously.
You're playing both baseball and NFL football.
What up?
Oh, and Sierra, it's good to see you too. But here's what you do, okay? You take the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yep.
Because they're looking to relocate their team into a different stadium here in Tampa. We're going to scratch all that. We're going to make it really easy for the city of Tampa. You just take the actual team itself. And you move it to Portland. Done. You're welcome.
Just put them on a plane.
You heard it here first.
Send them out.
Swing Dingers has fixed it for you.
Swing Dingers. Like, guys, we love the fact that we have a professional baseball team as close as we do to us.
I love going to free baseball.
But the problem is, one, nobody goes.
Nope.
And two, they're terrible. If they have any good players, they ship them out. The fact that they've had Chris Archer as long as they have is, I don't even know why. They're keeping him. I feel bad for the guy at this point.
It's kind of like the Blue Jays with not getting Vladdy Jr. right now. It's like, man, let's just let's just keep it as long as we can. Let's hold on to something special.
They don't know what's going on, but Oregon, good luck with your baseball team. My number one choice for a baseball team, if you're gonna expand it out,
I know where you're going with this. Is Vegas. Gambling man. I knew
it's Vegas.
Fucking Vegas.
Put the baseball team in Vegas. Obviously, you see what's going on with the Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Finals. It has lit the city on fire. Everybody's going. You're gonna have the people that are gonna watch.
I knew you were gonna pick Vegas. Well, now, can you guess where I'm gonna pick?
Canada. Toronto.
Oh God, fuck Canada. I'm sorry. We love you, eh?
But no. I was just saying. I was saying with your T. Hernandez obsession, you're gonna be like, put a second team in Toronto. No. Move up Vladdy to one of them. Keep T. Hernandez on the second team.
Nashville, Tennessee, man. Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
You got the Sounders there. They're a great minor league ball team. They have a great following. I think Nashville's in the running for getting an MLS team. They have a great hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
They got a football team, kind of. But why not throw a baseball team in the mix? You know, it's the South, Derek. I grew up in the South. I grew up in Tennessee, so I'm a little biased in this. But why not throw it in the South, man? Because if you're from Tennessee, you're like me. Depending on what side of the state you grew up in, you're either a Cardinals fan or you're smart and you're an Atlanta Braves fan.
Okay.
So that's kind of your two picks. So, you know, throw it in the mix. It's a big baseball
team. I'm not going to lie, man. You know, we try on this podcast to not have the same opinion on everything.
Oh, we definitely don't.
Sometimes. I love Nashville.
Right? It's a great city.
I fucking love Nashville. Nashville is such a fun city. There's so much to do. You have passionate people.
Great food. Music. Yep. And the people, Derek, you know, I know we live here in Tampa, and Tampa is now home. But my God, it's some of the greatest people on this planet are in Tennessee.
Yeah.
They're friendly. That's actually a great choice, man. It is. It's a great spot.
It's not Vegas, but
nothing's Vegas.
It'd be a close second.
They do have better strip clubs in Nashville. Hey-o.
Whoa.
Anyway, speaking of strip clubs, guys, again, thank you so much for hanging in there, guys. We know a lot of you have come up to us in person. Believe it or not.
Shout out to Johnny Milloway for that.
Johnny Milloway, you're the man. We know
pressing the card.
You've been given a shit for the past 3 days, on why you've not been able to listen to episode 4 yet. Well, here you go. This is episode 4. And you know what? Like we said earlier, this week has kicked our ass. But no roadblocks for us, guys.
Yep.
We did it. We're here. We're tired. We're exhausted. You can probably hear it in our voices. But we did it, guys. Episode 4.
Episode 4.
We promise you that we're not going to try to make this a trend and push back the episodes. But no matter what, we are going to get the episodes done. And don't forget, guys, we're putting out some good content. Some original content of that.
Yep.
Derek, somebody actually re-Instagrammed something from us this week, right?
Yeah, it was actually on Twitter. It was Starting Nine, which is part of the Barstool Sports.
Shout out to you guys.
We put out a video. I don't know if you guys saw him. It looked like Jared Lorenzen out there hitting a baseball 500 feet. But they put that video out. They watched our video and put it back out. And that's just showing guys that you know,
they've been good supporters of us.
We're being seen, and we're trying to put stuff out, like, you know, we've said week after week for 4 weeks, that provides value, that's funny, that's original, and we're hoping you guys like it. So please make sure that you follow us on, you know, each of the sources, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yep.
If you listen to this podcast, you like it, you think it's funny, please share it with your friends and family. Let them have a listen as long as they're above the age of 18.
Yeah.
Or don't care about explicit content. But either way, guys, thank you.
This was
amazing to get the fourth and final episode for this month out. We love you guys.
And don't forget, guys.
Don't forget. Don't swing to miss.
Swing to ding.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.